We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As you guys know, if you listen to this show for any amount of time, my favorite player in the NFL is Russell Wilson. You guys might be asking, why is Russell Wilson my favorite player? Well, his middle name is Carrington. And you know how there's some musicians or groups that you saw way back when? I remember it was a regular Saturday. It was an 11 a.m. ESPN NC State game. And there was this quarterback named Russell Wilson. And I'm watching because I'm just excited the college football season is starting out. But I'm like, you know what? This Russell Wilson guy is pretty good. So I kind of followed his career a little bit. I followed him when he went to Wisconsin. You remember the first preseason start he had was here in Kansas City because Seattle had signed Matt Flynn. Russell Wilson started that game. He played really well. He was then named the starter and has never looked back, and I believe he is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer at the end of his career. So I've always been very partial towards Russell Wilson. He's by far and away my favorite player. That might have to end today with his Instagram post.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who is your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tom.
Before we move forward, I just want to send a very quick apology to Patrick Mahomes, because from a media standpoint, I've always compared you to Russell Wilson. As interesting as I believe Russell Wilson is, he doesn't really say a lot of interesting things in media interviews. And for a long time, I felt that Pat was the exact same. Now, I'm not all the way ready to say that Pat says a lot of interesting things in interviews, but you know what? He ain't Russell Wilson. He ain't calling himself Mr. Unlimited. I feel bad that Russell Wilson's my favorite player in the NFL. I might have to look for a new home. I might have to look for a new favorite player, because that's not any activity that I can endorse. That's not a player that I can endorse. I would never feel good wearing a Russell Wilson jersey or a t-shirt knowing that he called himself Mr. Unlimited. That's not somebody I can endorse.
You know how on the bottle of prescription pills it says, don't mix alcohol with this? I'm not suggesting that's what happened or anything, but sometimes my Uncle Stewart does that.
How much alcohol do you think he had? Was it unlimited? I just want to know.
You're not supposed to mix that stuff. That's what my Unc sounds like, where he starts calling himself names and he's walking around in his boxers. It's not a good sight. And then he wants me to chime in. Like, what's Russell Wilson's wife? Sierra?
Sierra?
Yeah, he was having Sierra chime in. And my uncle does that. He's yelling at me, want me to call him names. Like, no, I'm not going to call you that. It's time for you to go to bed. You're right. I looked at his college stats. Absolutely
fantastic
incredible.
College player.
The year you were talking about, so when you discovered this Russell Carrington Wilson as a freshman at NC State, 17 touchdowns, one interception. And then by the time that he had transferred to Wisconsin as a senior, just the craziest stats I've ever seen, 33 touchdowns, four interceptions, and a 192 QBR. I don't like him, though. Not after what I just heard.
I actually think that Russell would have had a chance to win the Heisman Trophy when he was in college. But if you remember, they lost on two consecutive weeks. Wisconsin lost on Hail Mary plays. If those don't happen, I think Russell Wilson can then win the MVP. I think that Russell's suffering from a little bit of Sean LaVine syndrome.
What the hell
Sean
is that supposed
LaVine
to mean?
Syndrome? You love to give people nicknames that no one else is going to call them. No one, and I mean nobody. Not Sierra, not his mom, not his two kids. No one is going to call Russell Wilson Mr. Unlimited. Not Tony Romo, not Nance, not Buck, not Aikman. Nobody. Nobody will ever call Russell Wilson Mr. Unlimited. It's not a thing. Just like Junk Jones is not a thing. Just like any of the other nicknames that you've tried to unilaterally decide are football players, those aren't a thing. So this is Sean LaVine syndrome. The point of a nickname is that other people call you that. Like, you guys call me C-Dot. Other people call me C-Dot. I'm not the only one that calls myself that. The only person that calls Russell Wilson Mr. Unlimited is himself.
What's the worst nickname, Mr. Unlimited or the Sports Machine?
Mr. Unlimited.
You think so? I appreciate that. Yeah, that's a bad
Mr. Unlimited might be the worst nickname I've ever heard since. Remember when Kevin Durant wanted to call himself the Servant?
Yeah.
That might be the worst nickname I've heard since then.
My nickname should stick, though. Like, that's everybody else's fault, not mine. How does Junk Jones not stick? That's just creative, man. And if you don't follow it, that's on you.
Because
Junk
he
Jones,
calls
the 40
himself
yard dash.
Different.
Stone Cold's not Stone Cold Jones? What? Why? Junk? I think everybody knows why Chris Jones would be referred to as Junk. Come on, man.
One of my favorite things about you on a very serious level is you don't really like any other quarterback in the NFL
He's
outside of
too.
Patrick Mahomes.
Big Junk Jones.
Okay, let's calm down.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to call that man
All
Big
right.
Junk
that's
Jones.
Fair.
I would calm down just
that's
a little
fair.
Bit.
That's
here.
A little uncomfortable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.